Kroger's Spotlight Coffee, the coffee that's hot-dated for freshness, presents Linda's First Love by transcription. Linda and Danny found a surprise waiting for them at the Boothby house. For there, silhouetted against the lighted window, was the figure of a woman, evidently Quintella Boothby, who is supposed to be calling on Baldwin. Linda was sent back to find out what has gone amiss, while Danny waits in the darkness for Miss Boothby's departure. Then, and only then, can the search for Louise begin. We'll resume our story in a moment. Save 5, save 10, save 15, 16, 17. Yes, 17 cents. You can save it on every pound of Kroger hot-dated Spotlight Coffee. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight Coffee cut your expense. Once you try it, you'll always buy it. Spotlight Coffee is rich. It's tasty. It's fresh. The hot date on the bottom of each bag tells you Kroger's Spotlight Coffee is freshly roasted. That date was stamped there within an hour after the coffee left the roasting oven. You see your Spotlight Coffee fresh in the bean. And you know it's freshly ground because you see it ground after you buy it. Yet Spotlight Coffee costs you less, far less than other well-known brands. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight Coffee cut your expense. Yes, you can save up to 17 cents a pound on Spotlight Coffee. More on the big 3-pound economy bag. Shop and save at your neighborhood Kroger store. With some misgivings, Linda left Danny and made her way back to Baldwin's cottage through the darkness and mist. And now, as she reaches the door and turns off her flashlight, the door opens and...
Well, you're late. You are... Why, Mrs. Grogan.
Yes, Baldwin. What's gone wrong?
Step in, please. I really can't imagine what the old girl is up to. But she telephoned.
Miss Booth, the telephone?
Yes.
Changed her mind about coming?
No. She's coming, but She said she'd be a little late. She didn't say why.
Well, I just came back from her house. She was still there when I left, and I wondered why.
Well, I told Dr. Grogan I saw her approaching my door. I know, but, of course, as it developed, I was quite wrong. I telephoned you at once, but you had already left, and, well, I'm dreadfully sorry.
That's all right. Just as long as she's really coming over here.
Yes, she may have left already. Are you sure you weren't followed, Mrs. Grogan? Oh, here, please sit down.
No, I'd better be going on back. No, I'm sure no one followed me, Baldwin.
Well, that would be very bad indeed. Are you absolutely sure? You know, Miss Boothby might have slipped out of the house right after you left there, and on such a dark night as this...
No one could be out tonight walking along that lonely road without the feeling that he was being followed. I stopped several times and listened just to be sure.
Yes?
There was no one. But maybe along any minute, I suppose. Hardly do for me to be found here.
Precisely why you shouldn't turn back now. You would run into her, Mrs. Rowan. You could hardly avoid it. her, that is.
But I can't stay here. I've got to join my husband. He's waiting for me outside the Boothby house.
Oh, yes, of course, I understand. I have a suggestion. If you'll step back here to my little sitting room...
Oh, is there another exit?
Yes, there is, through my little kitchen. You can wait here in comfort and unseen, and I'll bring coffee. Then, when my tardy guest does arrive...
I can go out the back way around the cottage, and then...
Precisely. It seems the safest way, Mrs. Grogan.
In fact, it's the only way. Unless I should leave right now and try to find my way to a house by a different route.
I shouldn't like you to get lost, Mrs. Grogan. So the matter is entirely up to you, of course, if you think you could find your way.
I'm not so sure that I could, and besides, this time I want to be absolutely sure that Miss Boothby is here.
Oh,
I didn't mean that to sound...
The reproach is quite deserved, Mrs. Grogan.
You couldn't help it. It's very easy to see things that aren't there on a spooky night like this.
Thank you.
I'll wait here, then, if it's all right.
You'll find this chair the most comfortable.
Thank you. And it's bright and cheery in here. It's a nice little home.
Yes, I shall miss it very much. Now, if you'll excuse me, I believe the coffee should be ready.
You're not going to have any occasion to miss this cottage. Dr. Grogan and I are going to make it very plain to Mr. Hepworth that you were forced to do what you did.
Yes, well, he will relieve me of my duties at once, Mrs. Grogan.
I think you're doing him an injustice. He's a good and tolerant man. And he has no love for Quintella Boothby, as you well know.
He is a very fine man, but there are limits to forgiveness, I fear.
He had to replace the antique that was lost in the fire 10 years ago. And if necessary, you can get more replacements for the things that Miss Boothby made you take from the house.
Yes, I'm very much afraid that many of them cannot be replaced this time, Mrs. Corbin.
Well, here, let me help you with that.
Oh, no. I can manage quite well. Thank you.
Well, just for tonight, Baldwin, I wish you'd concentrate on two things.
Yes.
Keeping Miss Boothby occupied and hoping that Dr. Grogan and I find not only Louise, but the antique.
Well, I hardly dare to hope for all that, but if you should be successful in either case, you'll be in a position to make things rather uncomfortable for Miss Boothby, will you not?
She will be a most unhappy woman, I can assure you of that, Baldwin. Shall we drink to success?
Indeed.
Well, that should do it.
When our friend arrives and you make your exit, Mrs. Grogan, there's one thing I'd like to ask you to do.
Very well. What is it?
Would you take your cup and saucer to the kitchen with you, please? What Miss Boothby lacks in human virtues, she more than makes up for in shrewdness.
I understand.
Thank you.
He'd wonder who had been here.
And while Linda waits with Baldwin, let's look in on a serious conference back home in Centerville. The scene is a booth at Lovell's Pharmacy. Two clients of the ice cream department sit facing one another, Archer Morrison and Sam Slade. And just now, the hired help in the frail form of old Eve Howard joins the debate.
That caveman stuff is a bunk, Mr. Morrison.
I wonder, Sam, I wonder.
Mr. Howard. Did you want to order again, Sam? Another soda might help that throat of yours.
Nope, don't think nothing would help us. I'll wait for you. It looks like he wants to sit down. Sit down, Eve, you old muskrat.
All right with you, Mr. Morrison. Discussion like this requires a fellow wants to leave. Yes, sir.
Why, of course, the doctor.
I've been round quite a spell, Sonny. Reached my full maturity. Yes, every mother.
Well, what do you know about women, huh?
I've seen them come and go. Nigh on to 90. To four stories. Oh, well, that nabbit. If I wasn't smart by now, why, I'd be some little tight great-grandpappy.
You never married, and here you are, a lonely old man. Well, a tragic fate.
No more tragicaler than I be.
Oh, don't go feeling sorry for me. Got me a fine, dignified position. Rustling sodas and creating Sundays. More company than I can stand, almost. And when I get home, well, I got my memories and my mandolin.
Were you never in love, though?
Yes. Tell the dustman, Sam. You tell him.
Oh, shucks, I can't tell, Mr. Morrison. I don't remember back no 150 years, old muskrat.
Well, that's a nice thing to say. Shame on you, talking to me that way. If the captain and the lady were here, you wouldn't pass me that way.
Calm your blood pressure down, Eve. Only a kiddling.
Captain? Captain who, may I ask?
He means the doc and Miss Linda.
Was the captain and still is, far as I'm concerned. Well, he told the gentleman here about the thousands and thousands of pretty ladies all over the years who proposed marriage to me.
Listen to him, listen to him.
That sound like at least a small exaggeration, but, I have the greatest respect for old age. A man who's attained your mark, Mr. Howard, must be wise in many things, so...
In love, last year. Oh. Love twice. Still in love with one of them. Brightly lady she is, too. Named Tess Bullard. Calls me Buddy.
When you're going to get married up with her, huh?
Don't believe in short engagement. We'll see. A few years. Anyhow, don't like to be called a trade robber. I'll wait till she reaches her majority. Yes, very bad.
Well, how old is the lady in question, Mr. Howard?
86, she says. You know how it is with women.
Just a itty-bitty baby, though.
Well, I hope you'll be very happy. But tell me, since you've been in love so many times,
Mr. Morrison wants to know if he ought to drag his girl off to get marinated. No, caveman stuff.
The abrupt will not take no for an answer. Switch the girl off a feet approach, Mr. Howard.
Tried that on Gwendolyn. Racine, 1889. Doris, Tarahatta, 1901. Frederica, Dayton, 1904. And in Decatur, in the year 1908, I tried Russian Molly, Marie, Flossie, Virginia, Lecter, Maggie, and Bubbles.
Oh, boy. 1908 sure were a busy year.
And Decatur, a most attractive town. But, Well, since you're still single, I needn't ask what luck you had.
Oh, shucks, I consider myself lucky. All ties me down, fluttering the collapsible opera hat. Oh, there, that fellow's nagged him to death.
Marrying up sure be a mighty riskable business, Mr. Morrison.
You're a cynic, Sam, and so are you, Mr. Howard. But neither of you favor the bold approach, I take it.
Not me.
I abstain.
You all?
Abstain? Why, Mr. Howard?
Wouldn't want it on my conscience if your young lady said yes. And I wouldn't want it on my conscience if she handed you the mitten, either. Sorry, Bob. If you really want some advice off of me.
Yes?
Be like me. You live longer. Sir, you live a sight longer.
And back at Baldwin's cottage, Linda glances at her watch and...
It's 25 after 9, Baldwin.
Yes, well, Miss Boothby won't offer any explanation. I know that. I can't imagine why she...
Certainly hope she hasn't discovered Danny.
Oh, that I doubt, Mrs. Grogan. She is, as I said, shrewd. But it's hardly likely that she'd discover his presence on the grounds. On a moonlight night, it might be a different matter, but...
Well, he's not armed, you know. That is, he has a gun, but someone removed the bullets and replaced them with blank cartridges, you know. And...
Ah, yes, obviously. It was that man Badger. He's in Miss Boothby's pay, and he's a clever sort.
She went to that trouble anticipating another visit from us. Seems to me she might set some sort of a trap over there before leaving the house. Maybe that's what's keeping her.
No, I sincerely hope not. But you and the doctor had better be doubly careful. There's nothing I'd put past her.
Your guest has arrived, so I'll take my cup and saucer and depart by way of the kitchen, Baldwin. Good luck.
You'd better glance in the window to make sure it is Miss Boothby.
All right.
I'm sure it is. Good luck to you and the doctor, Mrs. Grogan. All the luck in the world.
And as Linda leaves the cottage, she's chilled with a new fear. What has delayed Miss Boothby? The construction of some sort of a trap? And one which Danny may have already encountered? Tune in to the next absorbing chapter of Linda's First Love. Save 5, save 10, save 15, 16, 17. Yes, 17 cents. You can save it on every pound of Kroger hop-dated Spotlight coffee. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight coffee cut your expense. Yes, here it is, ladies. The coffee that tops them all. Tops in flavor, tops in freshness. You can tell Spotlight coffee is freshly roasted by the hop date on the bottom of the bag. A date stamped there within an hour after the coffee leaves the roasting oven. Kroger's Spotlight Coffee comes to you fresh in the bean. And you know it's freshly ground because you see it ground after you buy it. Yet Spotlight Coffee costs you less, far less than other well-known brands. You can actually save up to 17 cents a pound. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight Coffee cut your expense. Yes, you can save up to 17 cents a pound on Spotlight Coffee. More on the big 3-pound economy bag. Kroger hop-dated Spotlight Coffee is sold only at Kroger stores. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another dramatic transcribed chapter of Linda's First Love.